So looking back at her case, she had the initial problems with the liver function test, and then later on, she had these problems with the cough and the GI discomfort, although not actual diarrhea. Can you talk about what we know about the toxicity that's seen? We'll start out with Adela, so maybe get into the other PI3 kinase inhibitors, what the toxicity is, what the mechanism is, because you hear about autoimmune pathophysiology, and how her case compares to other cases or the data we have right now in terms of the toxicities for idelalisib.
So idelalisib is clearly an effective agent, and it targets the intracellular signaling into B cells, but probably target also some signaling into other immune cells. The first side effect that was described with this drug was transaminitis, which occurs in about half of the patients, develops between 1 and 3 months after the introduction of the drug. You need to monitor the patient for that by checking liver test every week or every 2 weeks, I will say. And if you see an elevation, you should hold the drug and wait until you see the test declining and you can reintroduce the drug at a lower dose. There haven't been cases of hepatic failures. There haven't been very severe jaundice or things like that. But clearly, when you have very marked elevation of transaminitis, you better withhold the drug until the patient gets better. We see sometimes with idelalisib some cytopenia. We do see some patients which have even some profound neutropenia, grade 4 neutropenia, without understanding very well what are the mechanism of this complication. But it usually resolves or can be managed with a little bit of G-CSF.